This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're texting and tweeting and leaving messages in the chat room. If you go to therealside.com, we have actually have a live chat room for you people who don't have a Facebook page, don't want to use your Facebook page. I don't blame you. Sometimes I don't want to use mine either, any of them. You know what? It just becomes a it becomes all encompassing. You have to respond to somebody. You have to answer somebody. It's crazy. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, like I said, 855-732-5563. This hour, David Fish is going to join us, and we're going to talk about your money. How is what's going on around us, around you, affecting your money? You need to know. You need to be able to deal with it. But first, I'm going to help you with your weight loss program. I'm going to talk about Rosie O'Donnell. That doesn't help you with your weight loss program, nothing will. She says that if you voted, actually, let's go back. If you work with Adolf Trump, you're a Nazi. And this is what's really funny about this is the way they use these terms. They have no clue as to what they mean. And they use them anyway. Because they don't really care if they're using the right word, because in their head, if it means what they believe it means, then that's what it means. What's wrong with you? Craziness. Just craziness. So Rosie goes on to say, if you stand with President Trump, then you're a Nazi. The comedian took her frustrations to Twitter, saying anyone who stands or works with Adolf Trump is a Nazi. If you stand next to and work with Adolf Trump, yes, you blanking are a Nazi. Could have heard to let us know. I would have never been able to figure that out on my own, not without her help. Because she's such a blankety-blank genius, isn't she? Shouldn't she take care of the issues at home first? You know, with her daughter and the way she treats her family. The things that her daughter... Can you see Rosie coming in your room at 2 o'clock in the morning with an empty bottle of vodka and blaming all her woes on you, her daughter? Right, smacking you around a little bit so you get the point? I'm only repeating what the daughter said. It's out there all over the internet. I mean, this is a real peach, and she's going to tell us what a real peach somebody else is. And again... these people using the term Nazi, any of you with two brain cells rubbed together, it takes everything away from this story. It's nothing more than name-calling. And the truth of the matter is really, so Trump is talking about killing Jews, right? Is that what he's talking about doing? Is he talking about an Aryan race? Is he talking about purifying this country so that you have, a blonde-haired, white-skinned, blue-eyed men and women? And she's a pretty sick individual to begin with. 55-year-old shared several messages on her Twitter. Why do you have to tell me how old she is? Like, I care. Or maybe they're telling me to let me know she's actually younger than she looks. I guess that's kind of cool. I guess that's nice of them. The Twitter responses are in response to Trump's press conference, during which he criticized the media's coverage of Saturday's deadly attack at a political protest. O'Donnell tweeted, Republicans, this is on you. Every single one of you who stand by the madman, do something, denounce him, file articles of impeachment. Rosie, do you know what's on you? What's on you is that Mr. Oblamo that you guys just loved and worshipped at his feet, who gave us, well, you know, one of the worst poverty levels since World War II, right? The guy who under him, food stamp, welfare rose exponentially. The guy that lost more jobs, you know, because they say they created jobs, right? He had one of the highest unemployment rate, and the percentage of people that were actually engaged in getting a job were among the highest. You're gonna find out that he headed up one of the most corrupt presidencies in our history. Right? You love and worship at the feet of a guy that didn't even sign it, begged the Iranians to say that they signed it so that he could come off as being, God only knows what, because we all know what a joke the Iranian nuke deal is. I mean, seriously. You worship at the feet of a feeble-minded, self-centered, American-hating ex-president. The man could do no wrong. This is why we don't give you and people like you any credibility whatsoever, because you never called Barack Obama out on anything. You never called Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, the DNC. Come on, Rosie, where are you on all this? Seriously. So you want to sit there with your self-righteous garbage and tell us how bad Trump is, but continually, constantly, 24-7, and I applaud you for it. Please keep doing it because it's working out so well. You're winning so many elections across the country. You've picked up so many seats. Keep it up, lady. You're doing a great job. You know, ranting about Trump on Twitter has become everybody's favorite pastime. Good for them, and especially for her. This is something she gets up in the morning. It's the first thing she does. I'm sure she has a punch list for her day, right? Tweet Trump. Have 18 eggs, quarter pound of bacon, 17 pieces of toast, 2 cups of coffee. Tweet negative on Trump. Once every 6 weeks, take a shower. Tweet on Trump. Can you see her list? Think about how much real estate he's taking up in her head. I love it. I think it's great. Hey, David Fisher joins us after the break. We're going to learn about your money, all that gold you have squirreled away under your bed, in the backyard, I don't know, under the bathroom sink, wherever it is, we're going to find it, tell you what to do with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school. No! Teenager! Yeah, there you go.
We are back.
No way, Daniel.
This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with
me.
As I said to you, I want to help you watch your money. Because if you make more money, maybe you'll send me some money. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Let's just jump on this, because I want you to hear everything that David has to say. Seriously. You always have a good time when David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And again, many of you, I love the questions that you send me after the fact. You know, and some of you have asked these. You know what I may do, David, is I may put up a page on my website alone that, you know, that the constantly asked same questions, repetitive questions over and over and over again. People, take notes. He's a smart man. He gives us a lot of good information. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me. David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you for the highest compliment, saying I'm a smart man. I appreciate that. And we're here to help people. I'll share a little bit of nuggets of truth that I've learned over 25 years of economics and markets, and this is helping people today.
I've seen your picture. You're not that old. What did you start at, like six? I mean, seriously.
I'm 56.
Oh.
I'm younger in my picture than my numerical age.
Well, some people tell me I'm younger than my age, but I think they're talking about me mentally and not physically. I'm not quite sure. I'm able to put, hey, let's just jump right in because there's not much news going on. I guess we'll have to make some up as we go because there's nothing happening, right? But recently, you know, Kim Jong-un and the president have been going back and forth and back and forth. He seems to have pulled back a little bit on his threats. I don't know if I totally believe that, but he seems to have pulled back a little bit in the threat. What effect is this, you know, talking about war, potential of war, what kind of effect is this having on the market as a whole?
Well, here's what happened. This was on late Sunday night, early Monday morning, our day. It was in 1948, it was the celebration of North Korea, you know, really becoming independent. And so as a result of that, they alluded a week earlier, and we got wind of it with our ability to investigate and report what's happening, that they might shoot off rockets or missiles at Guam. And that's where the rhetoric escalates significantly. And obviously they didn't. But the market on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday did not like this. It dropped a total of about 270 points. Gold went up about $35. The thing called the VIX, it's a volatility index. It's on the Chicago Board of Exchange. It went up 70% in 2 days. What this is an indicator, Joe, is it tells us a snapshot of what the uneasiness of a market might be in the next 30 days. So the uneasiness indicator called the VIX shot up through the roof. And in a recent poll that was happening at the same time, 62% of Americans feel very threatened about what's going on with North Korea against the United States. So people became unnerved and sense of a calming with what was going on. And the market showed it. It's since not quite recovered, but very close to it. Gold is up higher still since the shooting up, and the Dow's not quite back at level. But it looks like we're past that, although, you know, war's not off the table. But for the time being, the annual celebration in North Korea shooting off missiles, this time it would have been aimed at one of our territories, Guam, is now surpassed. So there's a little bit of lull in the market because of that. So good news happening.
And that translates, you know, again, do the markets, you know, you talk about futures and that kind of stuff. Are the markets looking out into the future? Some of these players saying, okay, you know, what's the reality behind what could be war or other standoffs we have? You know, because we're not just having issues with North Korea. We have issues with Iran. We're having issues with Russia. It's not isolated to one area. And what about China? I mean, what kind of effect do they have on our market?
Well, you know, first of all, if we do go to war in the future, usually initially it's not good for the stock market, but then it's good for the economy, and then the market does perform, evidence why we saw 2001, you know, the Gulf War. Post-Gulf War, the market almost doubled in stocks and the market tripled in gold. So it's good for gold, good for markets in general, war is, because it's good for the economy. It creates high debt, though, and that's why gold went up, because of the uncertainty of war and the high debt of our country. China is not really helping in this situation where they didn't draw the line in the sand, and neither did, at the end, very end, South Korea, which is one of our allies, too. So our allies are kind of wavering a little bit. China's our biggest buyer of our debt, or at least in the past has been. Now the Fed is. So if China, you know, said if the U.S. launches a war against North Korea, they're not going to support this. So what does that mean? That could mean they're going to massively have a sell-off in our debt, you know, called treasury bills. It could mean they might not want to do trade with us, because we were forcing China to stop having any trade, and still are, with North Korea. North Korea gets 90% of their products from China. So this is the big outlet for China. They're also, so that's where they make a significant amount of revenue, GDP. They also make a lot of revenue from us buying their products. We buy more than definitely North Korea. So if they're kind of in the midst of this, and they're not really not wanting to take a stance. So that's still yet to be determined.
A little late, boys. You know, that's
it's unfortunate. Yeah.
Yeah. They're in knee deep to begin with, I'll get into a part of this. I want to talk to you about the trade deficits, but let's get close to the end of the interview because I think it's important for people to understand those kind of things. Now, what's happening in Charlotte you would think that I'm tripping over this because I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to hang President Trump, but I also don't want to support him in some of the comments that he's made. You know, and when he came out Saturday and he said what he said, I was thinking, okay, he hasn't got the information. I'm believing he's saying, look, there's a lot of bad happening, a lot of nasty stuff happening on all sides. Let's kind of wait and see what goes down. I kind of take the same tack on some of these things. But now, with the recent comments he's made, I mean, what is it doing to the markets? Would it do anything to the markets? Should it?
Well, it hasn't done anything to the market. And let me just, my stance on this is I do not, I'm a white Caucasian, but I'm not anything close to a white supremacist or KKK. One of my closest friends is a black person. And my wife is Hispanic. I am a multicultural embracing of that. I don't embrace illegal immigrants. I'll make that clear. You know, this is not a political speech I'm giving, but I can't support the president when he did not make it really clear. I think he would have been great if he just would have, when he was giving his infrastructure speech, and left it only at that and not comment. He was asked the question, or when he was asked the question, he should have just said something very presidential, like said, I
mean, hey, go warm up your coffee. Come on back. David Fisher joins us. We'll be with us after the break. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Seriously, hang on.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being here. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's get, seriously, I know, I love when he's on because he explains the finances so easy. It's so easy to understand. And with the two nickels you do have to rub together, maybe you can make some more money. Listen and learn. I'm here with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, and David is always full of information for us. And lays it out in plain, simple English, you know. Where are your finances at? What finances do you have? Where you might want to think about investing them and that kind of thing. And the updates that he gives us are updates real time based on the real world. Anyway, David, thanks for being with me.
You're absolutely right. So the markets are not being affected by the comments or the misunderstood comments on President Trump or the lack of it being clear. I think he was clear the first time. I think he didn't make it clear in his second time, and now we're wondering. But it's going further than that. Unfortunately, today, leaders dropped out of the president's business councils. 3M, Campbell's, you know, six or seven people have already dropped out. We're watching television today on CNBC. Almost every 10 minutes, another CEO comes on, gives their comment, or drops out. So the business world is not liking this. President Trump tweeted shortly after all this, and he said this, quote, rather than putting pressure on the business people of the Manufacturing Council and the Strategic and Policy Forum, I'm ending both. Thank you all! Exclamation point. So this is, you know, he's shutting down his business relationships. He had two major business councils that he created, the Strategic and Policy Forum and the Manufacturing Council. You know, many people in the news are saying, you know, this is just President Trump saying, you can't leave, I'm firing you. You know, whatever that is, it's unfortunate, but this is his bread and butter. Business is his bread and butter, and that's why the market is not going down. There's other things that, you know, I think why the market's not going down is because there's a people in business, CEOs, are stuck between a rock and a hard place. They want to support this business president, but they can't support in his, they're interpreting that what was said, it wasn't clear, and he almost like supported some of the violence, the groups. And so they're drawing the line, clearing the sand, and that's why they're stepping down. It's very unfortunate, But it's, you know, it's Trump's the one that's unfortunately causing all this.
Oh, yeah.
The market should, under normal circumstances, being pulled back. But it's up today. The Dow is up. There's really good reasons for this. We have a global economy that we live in, Joe. And this is no longer a Trump rally. It used to be, but it's not anymore. Boeing is a good example, is one of the major leaders in the Dow. It's up 33% this year. The Dow's up 10%. It's up 33%. And think about this. Japan's economy is up 4% this year, so far, year to date. They have a booming economy. When economies boom, people spend, people travel, people got to fly on planes, countries and airlines, therefore buy planes, and Boeing is benefiting it. The biggest leader in the Dow is Boeing right now. They're the number one growing stock year to date in the Dow, and that's what's pulling the Dow up. It's not broad-based, though, but there's a lot of good, healthy economics in our country still, and it's overriding the presidency in their comments and what's happening in the disconnect with him and businesses.
Yeah, you know, again, going back to what you were saying earlier with all of the it's not a Trump rally anymore. Now it's what's going on globally. Are you kind of saying that maybe, you know, globally the economies are coming back and the world's starting to spin in the right direction? I know, because people are still talking about the reset for the market. And that we're not out of the woods right now.
Well, we're not out of the woods of the reset. That's clearly the case. You know, and 1 week of this strong movement in around, I mean, the Dow's not up a whole bunch. It's only up 20 points right now. So it's not like this huge rally going on today. It's just, it should have, most people think it should have dropped a couple hundred points or 300 points, you know, down 1 or 2%. It's not doing that. It's basically flat to slightly up. The reason it is because we do have a global economy. The economy is recovering globally. There is trade going on. And part of that reason is, Joe, that and I'm going to give President Trump some credit now. I can say what I think is happening, good and bad and the ugly, and here's, I'm going to comment on some of the good things. He has signed 42 executive orders so far, year to date. And I've read them. It's not fun reading these executive orders.
Oh, my God.
17 out of the 42, maybe 18. I think really that's, I'm being really realistic. 17 of those executive orders have listed restrictions that have hindered economic growth for America. So this is the only thing that I can actually say what he campaigned upon he's actually doing. That's because he didn't need Congress to do it. An executive order is the presidential's power in a pen. So, unfortunately, he's alienated Republicans, Congress, Democrats, and, you know, he campaigned on saying he's a unifier and he gets things done. He's totally not a unifier. He's alienating them, but he created the Trump rally initially on 17 executive orders that relates to economy and the trade and infrastructure. And some of them are repetitive and some of them are not going to get done because some of them relate to CEOs and technology and the business community working together. So there's probably 5 of the 17 that, you know, he can write a pen and create an executive order, but it being worked into place is a whole nother thing. I'll say at least 5 of those are not going to go anywhere because of what happened today, unfortunately. So the Dow is rallying year to date mostly because the initial shock of these executive orders, and they're creating an economic boom. So, you know, and the first one was signed January 24th, which was expediting environmental reviews so we could, you know, have like the oil pipeline in South Dakota, things like that. So this has created economic growth. Now it's moving out on its own, not because of, you know, any presidential tweet or any, you know, backlash what's happening. It's a global thing now, but it doesn't mean that the stock market is not ready for a correction. we still are long overdue for a correction in the market, and but it's moving strongly because of economic growth.
Well, you know, you said that he's turned out not to be such a unifier, and I look at some of this and I say, look around him. What kind of support was he even getting in the beginning, even from his regular team? You know as well as I do, you've got to have, you should have some outside support in order to get things done and get things done quickly. I think everything's been put in his way from day one. Not that he hasn't exasperated it, but
I think you're exactly right. He is the unifier, Joe, but his style of unification, if that's not to bring the church of unification into this, but how he has unified in business does not work in unifying as president. And that's the problem. He's his worst own enemy. You cannot unify what you've done for decades. It doesn't work in that magnitude, you know, and he's frustrated with Congress not getting things done. You know, and I am too. And that's why he got elected, because a lot of Americans hate how Congress has not gotten things done. They have not gotten the job done. And this is why we have a business president that gets things done. And he's got a lot of resistance, unfortunately. It's a two-edged sword. You know, and that's why we need to pray for our president, pray for direction, wisdom, help, and the ability to learn what to say, when to say. That's what we need to pray for our president, and I think everything will work its way out.
Well, it's funny, you know, I talk to my Christian friends about this all the time, and I did not like Barack Obama. I did not care for his policies or much of anything he did. But you know what the bottom line with it is? I'm called to pray for our leaders, and that's what I did. Like him or not, I call to pray for our leaders. I try to tell people that. You as a Christian, you people as a Christian that are out there, and maybe you are supporting Trump, maybe you aren't, I don't know, not for me to figure out. But we are supposed to hold up our leaders, ask God to guide them, ask God to keep them safe, and help them make the right decisions. I think people forget that. I think really people, you know, they put that first as opposed to their Christianity, you know? We've got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Go hit the coffee. You don't want to miss the last part of this. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's finish up with David Fisher. Pay attention. Grab your notebook. Sharpen your pencil. Yeah, I don't want him hanging out because he might get bored and go somewhere else. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy his time with us. He lays stuff out. Plain, simple English, people. Plain, simple English. Seriously. I don't understand all that finance ease, but I do understand David when he speaks. Again, David, thanks so much for being with me today.
Absolutely. We talked a little bit of politics, not to be supposed to be political. Let's not talk about religion now because of the two things. Anytime we talk about any of this, we can. But, yeah, let's talk about some of the financial things detailing happening in the world right now this week.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because people, again, not understanding how gold and silver and, you know, other precious metals equate to the Dow. And you've said, and I tell people all the time, you might be a precious metals guy, but you're always talking about the, you know, being diverse and having money in the stock and precious metals and real estate and. Why don't you enlighten us on where the market is compared this year compared to gold and silver?
Well, I said stocks would be in a bull market, and gold and silver would be in a bull market. Metals would be on your program in January saying this would be a bull market in both. and here's where the numbers lie so far. Silver is the least performing. It's up 7.2%. And gold and the Dow are within a tenth of a percent of each other. The Dow is at 10% and gold is at 9.9% so far in the marketplace today. But if I update the screens, we're probably at 10% equally because there's a big run in gold today with what happened, or a very nice little run in gold today with what happened. So we're year to date equal in gold and Dow. I think my predictions for the end of the year, gold will outperform the Dow. I'm not saying that because I sell gold. I'm saying that because fundamentals. I'm not saying the stock market's going to correct. I don't know if we're going to have a correction this year. I think it's going to be next year, personally. But here's why gold. 17 out of, 37, get my numbers right, 37 out of 40 years, 41 years, gold has moved up larger, bigger percentage-wise, the second half of the year than the first half. That's a pretty strong, consistent statement. So only 4 years has that not been true out of the last 41 years. That being said, I think history will prove itself to be true again. We're having a 10% movement. I think we're going to have a greater than 10% movement in the second half. We'll close out the year, gold being up higher than 20%. And I think stocks are going to continue to move, so we'll probably see about a 20% increase in the Dow, thereabouts, maybe slightly less than that, depending on what happens in September, the end of September, early October. That's going to tell a lot. So those are the wild cards, but we're going to have bull markets in both markets still.
The when you talk about, let's see, if you had put $10,000 into the, $10,000. I got to be proper with some people. If you put $10,000 into the stock market back in first week of January of this year, and then maybe pumped in $10,000 into silver or gold, how would you be doing today, comparatively speaking?
Well, silver by index, the silver would be $10,720, and we would just be right around $11,000 between gold and also the Dow. So we're really close to being even on those numbers.
See, let's go talk about the debt ceiling again, because they're just touching on it on the news, but nobody is beating it up. This is right around the corner, and it's not a little lift, is it?
No, it's September 29th. Steve Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury, we talked about this previously. They haven't said much in a couple of weeks, but two weeks ago, Joe, there was a big announcement saying that they got to raise the debt ceiling by September 29th. We'll run out of money that day. And if they don't, we'll not only have a government shutdown, but we might have a government default for the first time in history. The significance of this is, usually you do not have a debt ceiling in a vote and a budget vote at the same time. The last time the budget and debt ceiling vote happened simultaneously, which the budget always happens in September, was 2011. We had a Democratic president, President Obama, and a House and a Senate that was run by Democrats. So they were the majority, and they didn't really need too many votes from the Republicans to get both of these things done. So they passed them pretty much simultaneously within a day of each other. And here's what happened. We had a credit downgrade for the second time in history because we had an overspending of the deficit. You know, we spent more money than we brought in yearly on the budget by $660 billion. That caused Moody's to give us a credit downgrade, second time in history, and because the fact was that it showed we could not keep our financial house in order. We have a much bigger deficit today. The debt back then was $14 trillion. We're now 19.9. So the deficit today is $770 billion, much larger. They now have a fighting environment, Republicans and Democrats, and the Republicans are fighting within themselves, you know, and there's more alienation that President Trump is doing. Unfortunately, in his own party and even Democrats, he's pushing it further apart. So this might be a big challenge This was a big challenge 2 weeks ago when the announcement. There's been a lot of things that have happened. Unfortunately, that has not strengthened President Trump's leadership with his party. So we could literally see what Steve Mnuchin is saying is right, a shutdown, not only a shutdown, but a default in our government. If this happened, Joe, the economists came out and commented upon this. They say interest rates would soar. We would have a stock market correction. Otherwise, I don't see a stock market correction unless we see something that triggers it like this. We would see a stock market correction, and you know, my fear is that we would need somebody to buy treasuries. The Fed's selling treasuries, or trying to at least. So this could trigger this whole bail-in thing if we don't get our house in order. It's not us; it's the financial community of Congress. They're just not working together, and you know, we have a lot of problems right now going on in the White House.
Wait, you said the Congress isn't working together with other people. I never heard that before. I can't imagine. All right, so but you've got an offer for my listeners. You've also got you've got a newsletter titled "He Who Holds the Gold Makes All the Rules." Tell us about it.
Well, this is the August newsletter. I'm going to report a little bit. I seldom ever talk about gold, you know, in our newsletters. I talk about, you know, what's happening that causes gold to go up. But I'm going to give some fundamentals in gold and detail this, some things that we just don't have time to go on the radio about. And this, they will see, you know, why gold makes its biggest moves in the fall, September, October, and the fall time. They're going to understand that. And who knows, it could be much higher than what I'm saying because of the wild cards out there that are still unaccounted for.
Yeah,
so they can go to our website and sign up for it at landmarkgold.com or call our company and get it and get some other literature that we have to help people.
And then you've also got talk a little bit. We've got a few minutes here. Talk a little bit about the coming bail-in. I mean, that is like one of those. Every time I hear that term bail-in, I get the echo in the back of my head. You know, bail-in. Like, wait, whoa, what does that mean?
Well, a bail-in is opposite of a bailout. We bailed out Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, General Motors, and AIG in 2008. They couldn't have survived on their own, so we gave them money, lent them money, and they paid the government back over time, and then they stand on their own 2 feet, except for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So what has happened now is that there's countries that cannot stand on their own 2 feet, and they asked help from different agencies and the IMF and different countries to loan the money, and you know, the European Monetary Union, they didn't. And so this whole new plan was developed and put into place where countries went into their citizens' assets, their bank accounts, like in Cyprus and also in Argentina, and also they went into their citizens' retirements in seven other countries out of the nine. And they took a portion, if not all of them. Poland, they took all of their money, did it twice. In fact, Steve Forbes wrote an article about that, what happened in Poland. They gave them a government bond or a note in return, or a stock in the failing bank, like in Cyprus or in Argentina. And then they paid their citizens back over time. A couple times those governments defaulted on those notes. But this is called a bail-in. So unfortunately, we have set up laws to change the legal ownership called Dodd-Frank. The FDIC is behind this. There's a lot of working agencies. They can see it in our report, the coming bail-in. You can Google all the topics. You'll see it's all mainstream media. Even the FDIC's, our government website has, I've got quotes from it on the bail-in in our country. So this is why we say diversify into gold. Mm-hmm. It's giving you great insurance against, because if they flip the switch, they can, you know, assess and take immediately your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or money in the bank, because that's how bail-ins were done electronically. But they can't get physical gold or silver. It's not trading electronically. It's in your hands. And you can invest in metals through your retirement and take the physical possession of it. I have a white paper on that.
And you can get all of that at their website. That's David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. You know, landmarkgold.com is where you'll find them. Landmarkgold.com. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.